Hi there, this is Laurieette Hughes of Four Leg Rehab Incorporated, your place for online canine rehab education. So today's audio, the third of the business and marketing series, is about crafting your marketing message. And so in particular, this would pertain to your website especially, your brochures, possibly even Facebook. In looking at what it is you're going to say and how you're going to say things, and with the intent to hopefully drive traffic into your business. So the last two audios we talked about doing online research as well as doing offline research and surveying your market, your potential market. And so now we're going to utilize that information. So first step in crafting your marketing message is to determine who is your business for. Okay, so hopefully when you looked at who was out there and when you started talking to potential clients, past clients, you got a sense of their wants and desires and such. So what I want you to do is you're going to create your avatar client. And so basically, not meaning you're going to, draw somebody blue with a ponytail from the movie Avatar, but basically you are going to create a person in your head or on paper, essentially, that is your typical or desired client. Okay? And I want you to come up with the demographics of that person. What is their age, their sex, their income level perhaps? Just the basic demographics. I know when I look at our clients, and the ones that I would consider our top clients, in that they bring us several dogs, they bring us dogs routinely for just maintenance purposes, fabulous clients in that capacity. We see a lot of breeders. We see a lot of people involved in dog sports, and I'm going to say a lot of single females involved in dog sports. We see dinks, double income, no kids. Okay, we see a lot of those where the dogs are the kids. And we see a lot of, I guess, what would otherwise be termed high-maintenance dog owners, in that they have high demand for service, for quality service, for answers, and we love those folks because we can help them where they haven't been receiving the help that they have been wanting. Okay, now. So you have a picture of who your typical avatar would be, and maybe you would even create two or three avatars. But to make this simple for looking at your marketing message, okay, I want you to now describe what are the wants and desires and attitudes of your avatar, okay, your ideal client. So what I thought about my clinic and what I hear from the clients that come in, you know, a lot of them are saying, you know, I just want what's best for my dog. Okay? We hear a lot of, she's not just a dog. And we did a whole marketing campaign around, she's not just a dog. Okay? We hear that all the time. And we've actually incorporated it into a welcome letter. When clients come in, when clients come into the clinic after their first appointment, they get a welcome letter that goes back, you know, welcoming them to the family, and essentially, and we use that phrase that most of our clients tell us that they don't think of their dog as just a dog. And we hear that so often that I have incorporated that in, so that if that is how my client feels, which most of the ones who are coming, who are going to spend the money for their dog to receive rehabilitation and physical therapy, that's how they feel. So I'm gonna use that phrase in my marketing. Okay, anyways, that's going beyond just talking about listing out their wants and desires. They may be wanting superior sports performance. They may want success in the show ring, meaning that they want their animals have a better gait or a better stance. And they are demanding healthcare services for their dogs that are akin to those that are available to themselves. They tend to see that there is a disconnect between what they can access for themselves and what is available for their dog. And they're saying, I want this for my dog. I had a cruciate repair and I had to go for, 6 months to physiotherapy. Why should I be demanding that service for my dog? Okay. Now, you also want to write out what their fears or frustrations are. Okay? So, some of the things I hear in my clinic is, no one can figure out why my dog is lame. Or they may have minor performance issues or gait issues. He's got this funny little hitch in his whatever, back leg or front leg. He's popping out of the weave pole. We can't get him to collect between, jumps and different things like that. So they might be looking at little things that nobody else has been able to figure out. They are wanting more than or alternative to medication and surgery. So they're thinking, that they should be able to get more than just those two things. They are wanting a more well-rounded healthcare experience and more options for their pet. They may be looking and saying, I want a partner to provide the healthcare and support through a certain period, or let's say through a certain procedure. So let's say post-op. It's like, I want somebody I can talk to and tell me that this is normal, that my dog is progressing as he should be following his cruciate repair, those sorts of things. They are looking for that partner in the dog's healthcare, someone they can talk to on a regular basis and tell them, yep, this is going just right, or not. And they want to be shown what they can do to help their dog. So they want to have a more active role. Sometimes they feel so helpless in helping their dog. They might have this older geriatric dog and it's like, oh my gosh, what can I do to help him? It pains me to watch him get up and down and get moving and whatnot. So they're looking for help. How can I help my pet? Okay. So if you write down, and maybe you came up with other things, maybe your surveys and questionnaires, you came up with different answers as well. Now, the reason why you're doing this is you're going to market to this person that you've created, that you've identified as a person. You're going to pretend it's one person, okay? So that you're going to think of this person when you're writing down your marketing messages. And trust me, it'll make it easier. I've heard in some of the marketing stuff that I like listening to, if your business is for everyone, then it's for no one. Meaning that unless you specify and you niche yourself and you address specific concerns, then all of your marketing messages are just going to be too wishy-washy to really draw attention. So you can have several marketing messages that, like I said, target different avatars, but you really want to make any one particular marketing message for someone. Okay. Now, if we look at this as a website, I want you to look at two different components. So maybe this is going to be one page, that's what we offer, or your home page, okay, and whatever. And so what you want to do is define and describe, i.e. write it out, put it on paper, how your service addresses your avatar's wants and desires and needs and helps them to overcome their fears and frustrations. So how does what you provide, okay, your rehab service, maybe you have different adjunctive services as well, how does this address your avatar, what they want and what they worry about? Okay, So write that out. How does your service address their wants and desires and help them overcome their fears and frustrations? Okay? Then thirdly, you're going to define and describe, i.e. write out again, what your service will give them that maybe they don't know about. Okay? So maybe within all of the stuff that you've talked to them about, that you identified and you brainstormed about what this person is saying and thinking that they want, is there anything else that your service can provide that they perhaps don't know about? Okay? And so maybe, oh boy, let me think about that. One that we have had before is helping, and I brought it up, I guess, as a little bit of an example, helping people with their geriatric dogs and dealing with osteoarthritis and just general aches and pains of the old dog. So maybe there's that. Maybe it could be, you know, we will show you, give you a home program so that you can work with your animal. Maybe it's in regards to, we can help you as much or as little as what is feasible for you. I know that makes a big difference to some clients, and I use that as a selling feature when I'm talking to them and say, look, I can help you in whatever capacity you need me to. And I will talk about it kind of like a good, better, best. You know, ideally, if you can come for therapy, let's say post-op, right? Post-op cruciate. If you can come twice a week, we'll see the greatest gains. And if not, once a week is still going to be very good. And if that is not feasible, or you can't physically make it in for treatment, then I can give you an extensive home program, and we'll just check in with your dog every 2 to 3 weeks. So that might be something that they haven't even thought about. And I know we've got one vet who does some surgeries, and what's fascinating is he picked up on this, that we do this, and he has now told clients, because the clients have told me, that, you know, George told us that, you know, to let you know that we really can't, we can't make it in here, or we can't afford to come every week. And he said to let you know that because you would create a program specific for my dog. And I thought, oh, wow, this is something that I have just automatically been doing with clients to when I talk to them about, okay, what are your plans for, you know, what works for you for doing this rehab thing. But I was so impressed that this particular vet had taken notice of the fact that we do that and was then promoting us to our potential clients, to his clients, for coming to us and acknowledged and respected the fact that we would create something and not pressure people into doing, more than what they could financially bear. So that might be something that they don't know about, that you would want to highlight in your marketing message. Okay. Now, another page of your website, or if there's a way of fitting it into your brochure, but it'll obviously be a smaller section if you're putting it into a brochure, is to tell your story. Okay? People love to hear stories. They love to know the background of how things came to be. Tell your story. How is it you came to offer this service? Write it out. Okay? Write all this out. Make it personable. Allow yourself to show your personality. Be likable. Show your struggles and your vulnerability and how you overcame these things. So maybe if I look at our website, and basically I'll tell you where this all came about is about, I dated when I was taking notes on this one audio program where I started to learn about marketing. And it was December of 2008. So about 2009, we revamped our website. and so that I can incorporate these sorts of things. So when we looked at, we did a page on our story, and our story centers around my business partner's, it was actually my business partner's son's dog, and how that brought us together. And it is a very nice story, and it's a heartwarming story. And we talk about how I got into doing the rehab, how they, my business partners, came to be looking to do something different with their careers. And anyways, it's a story. People like stories. So tell your story. Okay. Perhaps how you know, your love of, for a physical therapist, how your love of animals, you know, brought you to this. For your vet and for your tech, it might be how, you know, you came to realize that people were wanting more for their pets, and there was only so much you could do within the confines of traditional vet medicine, and however you want it. Tell your story. People eat that up, okay? And it helps, what will also help, okay, what you also want to include is to communicate your credibility. So this is the place where you can talk about, you know, your years of experience, perhaps your time in business, the size of the company, the number of customers you have, and all of those. So you talk about where, you talk about how you got to be where you're at and what where you're at looks like now, if that makes sense. Okay, so that's the part about telling your story, okay? Now, we're also going to talk about all of the hints for putting it together, okay? You're putting it together and some of the components that you want to have in all of your marketing messages, okay? You want to use catchy or bold headlines that grab attention, okay? That makes the reader want to continue reading. So make those when they click on a page, you know, about us or, you know, whatever that you have. Maybe it's you could still call it, you know, on the tab that links there, you know, our story. Even that's a good headline because, again, it's story. People like stories and it's, so they might click on that. But maybe the top of that page, you title it something. You know, I wrote this article once. We had all of the executive of the animal rehab division write a story on how I got started. And because it's interesting, people love that. So I titled mine Floating Down the River in a Canoe with No Paddles, because that is how I have felt along the way, is that, you know, how I got started is very much that I got stuck in this boat and I'm heading down this pathway, and whether you like it or not, here you go, and you don't have any paddles, so you know what? Good luck. This is what is planned for you. So that's a catchy title that makes people go, what the heck is this about? Okay, I'm going to read on because I got to figure out what she's talking about. Okay, then all of your writing where you are talking and addressing your avatars' wants and desires and how you can help them overcome their fears and frustrations, okay? You want to write from the you perspective, not an I or a we. Not I will do this, we do that, I provide, yada, 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 okay? Other than in the part where it's your story, you want to try to phrase things as best you can, like you will receive, you will benefit from, you will experience, you know, are you frustrated with, you know, use the words that they gave you when you did your interviews and your surveys. Use those words to craft your marketing message. You may want to open with phrases like if or when or then, you know, if your dog suffers from a cruciate injury, or let's say, when your dog becomes a senior citizen, blah, 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 okay? So those are all key phrases that makes people think that, uh-oh, this, I had better pay attention because this really could happen, or this is an inevitability. So use phrases that would incorporate if, when, or then. Alrighty. Use photos and attention grabbers. Okay. People love pictures. Make sure you've got a picture of yourself on your website. I am one of those people that I look at people's pictures to decide if I like them or not. I don't know if that's real because I think there's something you can tell by a person's facial expression and their eyes and all the rest to know if they're a sincere and genuine person. So maybe that's a woman thing. I don't know. But use some photos. Put photos of the dogs. Put photos of you and your staff with patients and clients and with their own dogs. I love that. If I'm looking around, and you know what? Sometimes when people will email me or different things like that, and if it's like, oh my gosh, I know I taught that person, but I can't remember which one it was because I've taught so many of you. I will do a Google search on your name and go to your clinic and pull up, you know, your picture so I can remember because I've got a great mind for remembering faces but not always connecting them. I can remember names and I can remember faces but not always together. So I will just tell you, I love when I get to look at the pictures of people with their own dogs too because I think that's really quite cool. And I think that says a lot about you. Okay, so use your photos and attention grabbers. Attention grabbers can be maybe using different color of font or different kind of font or all caps or bold text to highlight key phrases that you want to grab attention. You know, and use some of the things then that you took away from your interview. So the things like she's not just a dog. That might be something I could put in bold. Okay? Alrighty. Keep your sentences short and simple with easy to understand language, words, and phrasing. You need to be careful not to overestimate the knowledge and understanding of your prospective clients. I think as medical professionals, we too easily get into using jargon, our own jargon, and talking as if clients understand it, okay? So really break it down and or have somebody else who's not in the industry read it for you. So maybe a spouse or a kid or a friend say, you know, can you read this for me and tell me if it makes sense and what questions you have, you know, as far as the language I used, is there anything that doesn't make sense or I didn't explain well enough? So, anyways, that's just about how you're going to compile it. Now, number six in this list of putting it together would be to capture and then post and print some testimonials. And you might want to call it something other than testimonials. I could not get our web designer off of that, so he left it up as testimonials because he's like, oh, anything else is too long. People understand testimonials. You know what? But he's not a marketing guy. So anyways, it still says testimonials because I couldn't come up with something short that would work on a button. But what you can do is say testimonials, then at the top of that page as your headline, use a phrase more or a title, something like, what our customers say about us. Okay, so it makes it feel more friendly, makes it sound a little more like they are unsolicited testimonials as well. Whether or not they are doesn't matter, but you just want the perception to be there. Okay, and at the end of the testimonials, you know, ask permission, but use a person's full name. So if it's, you know, let's see, I couldn't have done it without you guys. The staff at the Canine Fitness Center was so helpful and friendly. I would highly recommend them to anybody else. You know, Laurie Edge Hughes, Cochrane, Alberta. If you can put in a full name, it makes it more credible. Okay. You may also want to present a case study or two to show your results. Okay. People love, and again, it's like a story. So you may want to present a case study or two. It could be written, or what would be even more interesting is a video presentation. there are some beautiful ones I've seen done by 404 Animal Hospital. Oh, anyways, I'm sorry. I really should have had that in front of me. I'm just winging it off the cuff. And it's all set to music, and it's a little bit of video, a little bit of pictures, interspersed with words, and it captures some stories of dogs and how they've gone from what they looked like coming in to now where they're at and the happy ending. And they are so powerful. So powerful as a marketing tool. So think about doing something like that on your website that really makes a strong case for, look at, we know what we're doing, and it tugs at the heartstrings and the emotion that we know comes with what we do in the canine rehab field. Okay. You may also want to look at, can you offer a guarantee? People like guarantees. It makes it feel safer to try something. Now, realistically, none of us can guarantee that we will make their dog walk again or that everything will be a successful outcome, because there's far too many variables in that. So what can you offer a guarantee? So on ours, we chose, I guarantee you will have a positive experience. Okay, so I can guarantee that, and I can guarantee, and then of course I'm going to have to talk to, you know, all staff members. We talk about customer service and all the rest, so that we're all on the same page, so that I can put on there, I guarantee you will have a positive experience. Maybe you can guarantee satisfaction. You can guarantee quality care, or we guarantee we will care for your animal as if it's our own, whatever that is. But can you offer a guarantee? Okay, and then you need to want to must have a call to action. So whether that's something like call today, you know, book an appointment today, tell them what you want from them. Okay, but that's your call to action, so that they don't feel like they're left, well, geez, I guess I should call. I know this is silly, and it's counterintuitive, or it should seem like that would be the natural progression. If somebody's looking at your website, surely they know you want them to call. But you know what? If you spell it out for them, it's a psychological trigger. So just say, call today, something like that. Now, so I put together all of those as just some of the general tips that you want to use. But then I thought, oh, okay, I want to talk about maybe some of the other pages that you would want to include on a website. Because you want your website to be more than a one-pager. You want it to be an experience for the client as well, just even going to your website. So another page might be our services, okay? And you don't want to just list all the machines you have, okay? The thing that drives me nuts is watching people list, we have, you know, ultrasound, laser, e-stim, underwater treadmill, blah, 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 blah. You know what? The general public does not know what those things are or what they're for. That's useless information unless you describe it, okay? So if you're going to say you have laser, it should have a part that says, this is what laser is and this is what laser is good for, okay? Describe each one of those things. And as well, rehab, physiotherapy is not just about the toys and the tools that we use, okay? It's about the thought processing. It's about the diagnosis, the pathofunctional diagnosis. It's about the treatment planning. It's about the prescribing of a home program. It's about so much more than just the toys or the tools. Explain that. So when you get to our services, explain about your comprehensive assessment. Explain about the thought processing. Explain about the individualized treatment plan. Okay? Alrighty. You may want to have a page or a section on resources and articles. Okay? So you might look then at giving information, so writing a few articles that you can post on there. You might have handouts such as your post-op protocol. It's going to make you look like you are far more prepared. Don't worry about somebody going online and finding your post-op protocol and never coming to see you. You will always have that group of people who don't want to come and see you, who just can't afford it, they're mentally not there, whatever. Who cares? Let them access your information. If it helps their dog a little bit, that's fine. The people who want your help are going to be looking for that and look at that as being a value-added thing that you have provided. Wow, that's amazing. You know, I get calls and emails from all over the world, people who have found my post-op cruciate repair protocol online, and they ask me questions about it. Well, you know what? If you are in the middle of tuck-tuck-tuck and your dog's had cruciate surgery and you can't come see me, yay for me that I have provided you some information. And I've had people contact me from Northern Ontario and from way in the Rockies in Colorado to help them with a case. And then I will hear back from some of my local clients and say, oh, wow, there's this lady from Colorado who, you know, couldn't say enough good things about you that you had helped her with her dog. And so all of my local, I think it was on the Golden Retriever listserv that this one piped up. And then the other lady that I helped in Northern Ontario and hadn't met, she pipes up. Yes, she's absolutely fabulous. And then all of my local people are like, oh, we're so lucky she's here in Calgary. That's free advertising of the highest quality. Anyways, I'm off tangent, but put out some handouts and articles. It may be some tips, you know, exercises that would be good for any dog. And those could be a video. Video is good. People like video. It's interactive. So, and all of these things are going to set you apart as an expert, okay, to provide those sorts of things. I laughed because as I was writing up this recording, prior to recording it, I watched the Fat Albert Christmas special. Half hour brought me back to when I was a kid in the 70s and watching that show. Oh my gosh, it was so terrible. But anyways, and what was fascinating is just as I'm getting about to this part, there was some message where the guy said, you know, you don't get nothing unless you give something first. And it was about Christmas, obviously, something or other else, and good spirit and helping others and doing good deeds. But I thought, yep, you know what? That fits right into here, that you give something. If you give something, it fosters reciprocity in that it's like, oh, wow, this is so great. Well, I am going to go see these people because they obviously care enough that they're giving me this information. So, again, more mental triggers. You may want to consider having a blog, okay? Recognize that this is a lot of work, but it's ever-changing content, so that could potentially bring people back to your website to look and see what's new and what's changing. It's going to rank higher on search engines because you are providing more content, and that content is changing, and I guess the search engines and Google and such, they look for that. They look for ever-changing content that will rank higher, okay? And again, that is also something that's going to help set you apart as an expert by delivering that kind of information. Okay, obviously you want to have a page that's all about your contact information, contact us. You want your location, your phone, your fax. Put your hours on there and link to a Google map so people can see exactly where you're at. Those are all important parts. Okay. And then, lastly, just to discuss these things, is you really want to think, what am I trying to do with my website or with my brochure? Are you simply wanting to promote your services? And that's fine and fair enough. Okay. Do you want to provide content and helpful information? And I think that's what's going to set you apart, okay? Do you maybe want to build a prospect or a customer list or a prospect list, okay? And we're going to talk about this in later audio programs, but maybe looking at embedding an email capture so that if people are interested in hearing from you, whether it's your clients, whether it's prospective clients, that they want to learn more about the services you offer, you could look at embedding an email capture. So, for example, AWeber is what I use on the Fourleg website to capture emails so then I can email you on a regular basis. Constant Contact and MailChimp are other ones that you can look into. And so you're going to continue to provide content. And maybe the incentive or the bonus that you give for them signing up to and giving you their email is that you're going to provide them with a little monthly newsletter. Maybe it's just a one or two pager sort of thing that just gives a little bit of information, some helpful tips. We can talk about newsletters another time, but essentially your newsletter should be no more than 50%, I think they say, and I've heard anywhere between 40 and 60, so I'm going to split it and say 50% should be content, and the other should be fun, okay? So it might be pictures or cartoons or funny stories or even just stories about you and what you're going through and different things. So anyways, that's totally an aside. So maybe you're providing them a newsletter, okay? Like I said, we will talk about this in an upcoming audio, talking about creating a list or a prospect list, an email list, because this is going to be your way to continue to engage in a relationship with your customers. I had a blog a few months ago about relationship marketing, and what was interesting is I got no comments back, and I always get comments back, some form or another. And I thought, well, that's weird. So, you know, I put out there, it's like, you know, why did nobody comment? You know, what's going on? And I did have some people say, yeah, you know what, that was over my head. I didn't understand what I was talking about with relationship marketing. So that's when I realized, okay, I'm going to have to take it back a notch and provide you some of this earlier background information. But you want to build a relationship with your customers so they keep coming back, so they feel like it's a family, so they want to come to you with every dog and on a more regular basis for you to check things out and feel warm and fuzzy and tell people about you. Okay? It's also going to be a way to direct them to your blog, to provide useful information, tell them about specials, update them on clinic news. Okay? So again, we can talk about this and how you're going to do that in future audios. But just wanted to prime you for that, I suppose, and get you thinking about these things. So hopefully this will help you. And if you are looking at creating a website, okay, or you've just done it, you might want to look at incorporating some of these strategies and some of the language, okay? If you have a website, you might want to go through your website and look and think, how can I tweak this? What can I do better to make it read better and be more engaging? Okay? Good. So I hope that helps you, and I hope that serves you well. And until next time, cheers!